wait for him to wake up. So excited. We're going to have so much fun together. God, I'm definitely going to be the happiest girl in the world. Oh, hi. You're awake. Oh, don't move too much. I mean, you kind of can't move since you're bound. Why? Well, for your own safety, I promise. How are you feeling? Oh, confused. Yeah, I don't blame you. Oh, you recognize me. I mean, I did come on to you that one time, and I have been frequenting the coffee shop quite a bit. But I wasn't sure you'd recognize me specifically. I mean, so many people come in every day, and so many of them check you out. Yes, you have waited on me a few times. You even remember my name. That's why I love you so much. Oh, right. I should explain why you're, chained up. How to put it? Well, might as well just rip off the band-aid. I love you. Yes. I'm sure. Just as I said, I brought you here because of, well, see Exhibit A. I want to take care of you. I want to be able to make sure you quit that dead-end job at the coffee shop. Well, your boss is so mean to you. I saw it. I saw him yell at you. Took a lot of self-control, restraint for me to not do something to them in that very moment. I considered chaining him to the wall. Not in a nice way, though. No one's gonna yell at my sweetie pie. Right. I love you, remember? You're perfect. I'm spectacular at best. Yes, I have been dreaming of taking care of you. Well, that's why I always tipped you no less than $100. Yes. Well, eventually, I realized it would simply be easier to take you, to not keep hitting on you and waiting for you to secede to my requests. Just take care of you myself. Oh, I'm sorry if it was a bit rough. I think I may have bonked your head on the door jamb when I drug you in here. That's an excellent question. How did I get you here? Well, I brought you here after you passed out from that, lunch I brought you. I know. It was your favorite. You couldn't resist. I had to do something to knock you out of your silly nose. Do I really love you? No question about it. I love you more than anything in the world. You're the best. You're amazing. You're worth everything. No one in the world could compare to you. Not for me, at least. God, nothing in the world could make me not love you. Oh, wait. You are? Oh, no. It's okay, darling. It's shh. It's okay. What's wrong? Tell me. Oh, you're hungry? Maybe thirsty? Cold? It is chilly in here. No. What is it? What is it, darling? Oh, let me wipe your tears. Oh, you never thought you were worthy of love. That's ridiculous. What? Oh, Pat. You are definitely worthy of love. Well, certainly worthy of mine. I love you more than anything in the world. It makes me a little crazy, if we're honest. Ever since I saw you, saw how you behaved, how you treated those little old ladies, I've been in love with you. Oh, you're just so perfect. That adorable smile when you greet me. I started watching you. Started paying attention to when you worked. When you got off. Work. Followed you home. Embarrassed to admit. But I've watched over you while you slept. You are so cute when you sleep. Eventually, the urges just got to be too much. It was easier just to take you. I know. You're a bit overwhelmed at the moment. You don't feel you are worthy of my love, or anyone's love. But you trust me. Boop. You are. I'll make sure you realize that. Yes. Oh, you're thanking me for showing you that? No, I'm just shocked that you're so accepting of this. I mean, to be fair, I drugged you. I smacked your melon on the door jamb. I kidnapped you, and you already believe that I'm in love with you, not mad. Mix of both. Fair. So, you want to try this? Technically, you don't have a choice either way. But I'm willing to unchain you, since you seem like you won't leave me any moment. There you go. Your wrist's okay. Oh, oof. That's a big hug. Oh, shh, it's okay. I just wasn't expecting it. Oh, no. Never apologize for crying. Just let it all out. Everything's going to be okay now that you're here. I'll take care of everything for you. You're adorable. Worried about me being able to avoid you. Don't be silly. I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm actually rather well off. I can easily support us both. Train you to be a house husband, maybe? Would I have repeatedly given you such large tips at the coffee shop if I couldn't afford it? Afford you? That's what I thought. Oh, no. There's no need to apologize for questioning if I could take care of you. It's quite empathetic. I was right about you. You are perfect. So sweet. I'm gonna ask you a hard question. Are you ready? Do you love me? Don't know yet. Well, I'll admit that's not ideal, but I don't blame you. Do you like me enough to stay here willingly? I'm very happy to hear that. Yes, we can stay all cuddled up like this for as long as you need. You're welcome. I love you, and I always will. Mine. I know you said you weren't hungry or thirsty, but that could have been stress. Considering you've been out of it for so long, you probably should at least drink something. Here's some water. I promise it's not drugged. Oh, you believed me. Yeah, I know it wasn't drugged. I'm just so happy you believe me already. Why is it sexy watching you drink water? Are you feeling better? A bit? That's okay. We have all the time in the world now. You don't have to rush feeling better. It's okay if you're not 100% yet. No need to pretend. It's so sweet. Aw. Now I'm blushing. You always thought I was pretty. Thank you. Listen, I'm so sorry I kidnapped you. I should have been better out about this whole thing. I was so afraid you'd turn me down again. And I know it sounds crazy, but I need you. I really, really need you, darling. I'm so happy when I'm with you, and you being here, it's like a dream come true. Look, you don't worry about anything. I will take care of everything for you. You want to get some of your stuff? Thinking. I have never kidnapped anyone before. I suppose it would be a good idea for you to make some appearances at your old place. Maybe quit your job. That way no one suspects you're missing. You know, for nefarious reasons. We'll come up with a plan. Look, I can see that you're still struggling with this whole love idea. I want you to come to me. Whenever you have doubts about yourself, whenever you wonder if you're deserving of love, you come straight to me. I'll point out that everyone is deserving of love. I'll remind you of all the things that make you so lovable to me, darling. Some of those cute quirks. Good boy. Glad you agree. As much as I would like to just stay here and cuddle for an eternity, I think I should start some dinner for us. No. House husband training will start later. You're just the sweetest thing. No, I don't need help tonight. How about you just come sit at the bar and watch? You can relax. I've got beer, make you some tea, red wine, whatever you want. We can talk. Oh, good. Come with me. I love you, darling.